Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies, and yours shall be the next in Jesus' name. Number one, God is a rewarder. I engage vigorously in kingdom advancement prayers, and I reach out to the lost. I take advantage of every opportunity to serve. I had a stillbirth in February 2017, but instead of being downcast, I thrust myself into kingdom advancement endeavors. I also lost my job in May, at which time I told God that I will dedicate more time to serving him so that no employer will refuse me. In addition, I told God to bless me with spiritual children for his kingdom. God opened my eyes to reach out to my friends and former co-workers. God gave me audience with everyone I reached out to, and I have been able to get souls added to the church, both physically and established online worshipers. In June, I got a job offer miraculously. There was so much urgency from them that they were literally begging for me to spare some time for either a Skype or phone interview. The interview was just a mere chat. Then the director asked when I could start. Let's celebrate Jesus this morning. The beauty of the offer is that they are paying me well over what I was earning before. And the location of the job is close. I thank God for honoring the word of his servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, in my life. And the testifier is Adedayo A. We can do better for Jesus. Number two, 3-year wound healed after return. In June 2015, I woke up and I noticed a slight cut in my legs. Thereafter, I was rushed to the hospital where all medication recommended failed. I was referred to Tradu Medical Home, yet there was no way out. As each day passed by, the wound got wider and deeper, with unexplainable pains. Thereafter, my condition became worse and I was on crutches because I could no longer lift my legs. For 3 years, I was carried from one place to another without solution. In August 2018, my younger sister came to her senses and remembered the church we left some years ago. She said to me, "Let us return to our spiritual source." Without hesitation, we located the nearest Living Faith Church. Lo and behold, within 1 week, the wound that has caused me isolation, depression, and stripped me of all I had disappeared. Better for Jesus. I can now walk with both legs without using crutches. I bless the God of this great commission, and to him be all the glory. The testifier is Omayemi Chioma O. Shall we rise to our feet this morning as we give Jesus a BB clap offering for this amazing act of God in our midst?
Shall we lift up our hands this morning and glorify the name of the Lord? Let's magnify him. He's a good God. For these amazing testimonies, he's the doer. He's worthy of our praise. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice to him. Thank him. Praise him. Bless him. Magnify his name. He's worthy of our praise. Let's return to him all the adoration today. And let's thank him for answered prayers even right now. Let's thank him for answered prayers, both corporately and personally. God has heard us. God has answered us. He's worthy of our praise. And at this time, why don't you ask the Lord to speak to you this morning by his word and change our story. Father, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we have returned today with hearts of gratitude, thanking you for these wonderful testimonies. These are your doings. We acknowledge you as the doer. Accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray that this testimony shall be permanent. Amen. Anyone tapping to any of them, their own too is established. Amen. Thank you for answered prayers this morning. And Lord, right now our hearts are open. We look up to you. Send us your word again. Change our story. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
Please, you may be seated and put your hands together for the Lord. I'm sure you can make it bigger for the Lord. Praise God. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. All through this week, in our covenant hour of prayer, our subject of consideration is captioned, Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. Say that with me, please, everybody. Serving God. Say it again. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. And that includes me. Say loud, amen.
Amen.
This morning, let's read as our text, Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. The scripture says, Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. The scripture says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey." Say with me, "His servants ye are to whom ye obey." Again, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Say loud, amen.
Amen.
We've been told emphatically that anyone who is involved in promoting the interests of the kingdom of God here on earth is a servant of God. Whether that individual has a title or not, young or old, male or female, when you are involved in promoting the interests of the kingdom of God here on earth, then you are what? You are a servant of God. I remembered that our topic is serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. So as Christians, as children of God, it is our responsibility to keep promoting God's kingdom here on the earth, not minding whether we are given any title in church or not. We've heard God's servant said it over and again. There is no entitlement in title. Amen? But when you keep promoting God's kingdom, God is recording. And as long as he keeps recording, you are sure that he will reward. Therefore, for every one of us, whether you have a title or not, as you keep promoting the interest of the kingdom of God, you shall be rewarded.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
I say, you shall be rewarded.
Amen.
However, even though it's our responsibility, remember the word responsibility simply means a duty. It's your duty. It's my duty. It's your assignment. It's my assignment. But even though it's our responsibility, we also have a choice, because God will not force you or I to obey him. Joshua 24:15 tells us, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve." It's a choice. Serving God is our responsibility, but at the same time, it's a choice. It's a choice that we have to make. However, it's a choice of the wise. You have made that choice It's my prayer that you remain steadfast in pursuing it in the name of Jesus Christ. However, this morning, one, remember that you don't have to be an evangelist to serve God. You don't have to be what? An evangelist to serve God. Who is an evangelist? As the name goes, an evangelist is simply somebody who evangelizes. But you don't have to carry that title to be a servant of God. Proverbs 11:30 tells us very clearly. Proverbs 11:30. It says, he that winneth souls is what? Is wise. And Daniel 12:3. They that be wise, they will shine. And that's talking about you. They that be wise will shine as the stars of heaven, not for a season, but for how long? Forever and ever. You will shine. I said, you will shine. Tap your neighbor, tell him or her, you will shine. So it doesn't matter your current, your present position. As long as you keep promoting the interests of the kingdom of God here on earth, God's word says concerning you and I that you will shine. And your shining is not going to be temporary. Because whatever the Lord does is forever. Your rising is just beginning. Don't mind where you are right now, therefore. Don't mind your mockers. Because they will soon join you to celebrate your God. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen.
Amen.
Remember the testimony we heard this morning? The first one. Miscarriage. Lost job. But at the same time, refused to be discouraged. Kept on promoting the interest of God's kingdom. And said to God, give me spiritual children. In other words, if the physical ones are not there, the biological ones are not there, give me spiritual children. And God blessed that individual beyond his widest imagination. You are the next one that God will surprise.
Amen.
If you believe that, you let your amen show it.
Amen.
And we see in scripture the example of Daniel. Daniel, a prime minister of Babylon. He was a renowned servant of God. Daniel chapter 6. Let's read verses 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 6. Prime minister, yet a renowned servant of God. The Bible here speaking says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Verse 2, let's read together. 1, 2, go. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Daniel was what? Daniel was what? You shall be first.
Amen.
That the princes might give eunuchs unto them, and the king should have no damage. Verse 3, look at what happened. Then this Daniel was preferred. Let's read together, 1, 2, go. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. He was preferred. An excellent spirit was found in him. That shall be your testimony. In your workplace, you shall be preferred. In your family, you shall be preferred. You know, when you are preferred in your family, even to take family decision, they have to wait for you. Because of God's hand upon your life. In all that has to do with you, God will promote you.
Amen.
Daniel was such a man that God favored. However, how did he get there? How did Daniel serve God? Number one, Daniel served God in prayers. If you look at that same scripture, Daniel chapter 6, look at verse 10. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. How did he serve God? Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and opened his windows, being open in his chambers. towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times. How many times? 3 times a day, and did what? And prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did before. So Daniel was a man of prayers. Of course, he couldn't have been praying for himself 3 times every day. He served God on his knees. When you kneel before God in prayers, even in your closet, God rewards you in the open. So continue in your investment in kingdom advancement in prayers. Your season of promotion is here finally. How else did Daniel serve God? He served God in fastings. He lived a fasted life. Daniel chapter 1, we are familiar with that story, verses 8 and 12. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And in verse 12, he and his mates told their boss, "Give us pulse and water." That's living a fasted life. Yet they were looking robust. And what a joy. Thank God this week is week of spiritual emphasis. We are waiting on the Lord in prayer and fasting. The God that promoted Daniel, he will visit you. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. So Daniel was a servant of God. And because of that, he ended up being distinguished. Someone under the sound of my voice today shall be distinguished. Amen. Therefore, always remember, you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. Say with me, I am not wasting my time serving the Lord. Say it again, I'm not wasting my time serving the Lord. Say loud, amen. Amen. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. It is a covenant platform for your prosperity. You shall prosper. Amen. I say, you shall prosper. Amen. How do I mean? Job 36:11. If they obey and serve me, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That's talking about someone that under the sound of my voice today, prosperity with pleasure will visit you. Yeah. I said prosperity with pleasure will visit you. Yeah. This is God's promise. And because you keep on promoting the interest of his kingdom, expect it. Keep serving God with a reward mentality. We've heard it said over and again, God is not a user of men, he is a blesser of men. You are the next one to be blessed. Amen. Even in this season, God will visit you. Amen. I said, even in this season, my God will visit you. Financially, in terms of prosperity, where you are right now is the least place you will ever be. Amen. Therefore, as we close, remain steadfast. Remain what? Remain steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Remain steadfast, unmovable. Refuse to give up. Keep pressing, because winners don't quit and quitters never win. You shall win. And you will end well. Look at how Daniel ended. You will end well. And your ending shall be more glorious than that of Daniel. Say, may I receive it? So as you go through this day, spend time in prayers, promoting the kingdom of God. As you are waiting on the Lord in these 3 days of spiritual week of emphasis, make it your priority. Keep serving and promoting the interests of God's kingdom. Shortly, your testimony will emerge in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet this morning and let's give thanks unto God for his word. Receive grace to be a hearer and a doer of God's word. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Receive grace from him right now. I shall not give up. I shall not quit. Daniel made it. I shall make it. Pray to the Lord right now. Lift up your voice and lift up your hand. If Daniel could make it in the Old Testament, I shall make it. Thank you, Father. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and say after me, Heavenly Father, I receive grace not to quit. I shall keep pressing. Daniel made it. I shall make it. Say loud, amen. As you have declared, so shall it be for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and give him glory and praise him and bless him right now.
Lift your hand, give thanks to God, glorify him this morning. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart, he's worthy of praise. Father, we thank you, we bless your name. You are worthy of all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Well, in the second day of our week of emphasis and after 2 days, he will revive us. Therefore, speak to the day and make your decrees concerning this day. Whatever you declare, God will deliver. Lift your voice and begin to speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Make your decrees, your declarations. Begin to speak authoritatively concerning this day. Speak authoritatively concerning this day. Speak authoritatively concerning this day. Make your decrees and your declaration. Make your decrees and declaration. Make your decrees and declarations right now. Speak to the day. 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 He daily loaded us with benefits, but what you decree is what will be delivered. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be done unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.